Deus in auditorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Peace of Christ, fill your hearts with joy. Alleluia. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May the peace of Christ fill your hearts with joy. Alleluia. With your own blood, you have redeemed us for God. Alleluia. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ear be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness, for this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord, I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel indeed he will redeem from all its iniquity. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Listen with compassion to our prayers, Lord. The forgiveness of sins is yours. Do not look on the wrong we have done, but grant us your merciful kindness. With your own blood, you have redeemed us for God. Alleluia. Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate. It was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Saint Peter. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own, to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia.
When they saw the risen Lord,
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The disciples rejoiced. Alleluia. Alleluia.
I am the gate, says the Lord. Whoever enters through me shall be saved and find pasture. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I am the gate, says the Lord. Whoever enters through me shall be saved and find pasture. Alleluia. In rising from the dead, Christ destroyed death and restored life. Let us cry out to him, saying, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
You are the stone rejected by the builders, which became the chief cornerstone. Make us living stones in the temple of your church.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. Make your church bear constant witness to yourself.
Lord Jesus, you live forever.
Hear our prayer. You alone are the bridegroom of the church, born from your wounded side. Make us reveal to the world the love of bridegroom and bride.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
You are the first and the last. You were dead and are alive. Keep those who have been baptized faithful until death, that they may receive the crown of victory.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
Light and lamp of God's holy city, shine on our friends who have died, that they may reign forever.
Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty and ever-living God, give us new strength from the courage of Christ our Shepherd, and lead us to join the saints in heaven, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.